It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have John W. Spring. John W. Spring is one of the most brilliant people we have on the radio regular every week. Third hour on Tuesdays. And we also do video podcasts where we do put up his documents and letters directly to POTUS, President Donald J. Trump. The latest letter I'm going to read, which is trying to imprint on him, this is from yesterday, the importance of meeting with John W. Spring. And if I have to, I'll pay for the ticket myself, if the government won't pay or you don't have resources. Here's the letter. My background and how to save the Kurds in Syria and Iraq. And by the way, saving the Kurds also means saving Israel. And dissecting away Syria from the hands of the Iranians, the Turks, and the Russians. Dear Mr. President, in retrospect, at age of 22 years during 1961 and 62, I was the most powerful man in the world. This was possible because I had the analytic capability and the means to acquire the very crucial information or knowledge that enabled President Kennedy to take appropriate actions before the nuclear missiles deployed to Cuba by the Soviet Union could become operational and destroy America. And I think you estimated, by the way, offline, that would be about 90 million dead, at least, to start off with. Although I had the same capabilities, my power no longer exists because it has been at all possible for me to actually contact you directly in the Oval Office of the White House in the nation's capital or seat. As a result, you have become one of the weakest presidents during my life when it comes to foreign policy and national security. However, if I had the opportunity, it would be possible for me to advise you on how to make significant policy changes that would probably help you to become the greatest president in the 21st century. And I totally agree with you, John. If I could sit you down with Trump or get a secure video or audio line, half an hour a week, the man would become the greatest president we've ever had. And he's great in lots of ways, but he needs good advice and he needs training. He doesn't have areas of knowledge where he doesn't have them. While you continue to base your decisions in the Near East on inferior intelligence information, thousands of Kurds, many of whom are Christians and Muslims, who are not of the same Islamic beliefs as the Shia or Sunni, are being murdered by Turkish soldiers. Right? When you ordered the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northeastern Syria that caused them to lose their homes and land, by the way, this land also was over the oil fields, which they managed, all right, and land where they had their ancestors had lived for thousands of years, remember the three wise men. Well, the Kurds are their descendants, okay? Rather than going into detail, please invite me to meet directly with you as soon as possible. And impressive as the academic credentials and military honors of the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Dr. Mark T. Esper, may be, for him to apparently not inform you of the consequences of betraying the Kurds seems to indicate policies that are not in the best interests of the United States. Sincerely, John W. Spring. I'd like you to respond to this and add more details, John. Please go ahead.
Well, I have done more research on Mark Thomas Esper, the current Secretary of Defense. While he does have a very impressive academic and military record, which includes a Bachelor of Science in Engineering from West Point, an MA in Public Administration from the JFA School of Government at Harvard, and a doctorate in public policy from George Washington University, there are some other things that are rather questionable. For example, he served as chief of staff at the Heritage Foundation. Now, many of your listeners may not be aware, but the Heritage Foundation was basically a lobbyist group which enabled the first President Bush to get us into the Gulf War, known as Operation Desert Storm, which was really for the benefit of British petroleum interests in Kuwait. So, again, some red flags start to surface. And from 2002 until 2004, which would have been during the George W. Bush administration, he served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. But then after that, he became a corporate lobbyist. He was with Aerospace Industries Association from 2006 to 2007. And one other thing that I have not mentioned, he was also vice president at Raytheon for government relations. Now, you and I know that Raytheon has not always been the most...
I know lots of classified information, which I haven't shared with you yet about Raytheon. Raytheon is a very evil corporation. Raytheon is one of the main corporations tied with the HART project, with weaponization of near space with nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum in the upper atmosphere to create torsion fields or gravitonic wave fields that can trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, drought, or superstorms, including a tropospheric inversion like the day after tomorrow, where they can drop the ground temperature 200 degrees in 5 minutes. People have to understand Raytheon is very damned evil. And, of course, the problem I see when you have musical chairs between government offices or military offices and lobbying for industry, and a lot of this industry is receiving money not from regular even government sources, they're receiving it from illegal sources, such as SAD. SAD is a Special Operations Division of the CIA. They manage the organ trade, the human trade, and the drug trade on the entire planet. There's only one cartel in Mexico and Central America and one cartel in Afghanistan, and SAD runs them, and our country runs them for the entire planet. People don't know this, do they? They also don't understand that when this happens, these corporations like Bechdel that do build the underground cities, and I took care of John Fiala and Phil Schneider, they were my patients. I also understand exactly what Raytheon, in fact, I remember some of my people have given me intel tech information about how Raytheon is involved with the secret New World Order. People don't understand Raytheon's evil. So if I see somebody who represents them, I know I got red flags. Please continue.
Well, as Secretary of Defense, he is supposed to be upholding the National Defense Strategy, which was designed by his predecessor, which was basically a refinement of the earlier National Security Strategy, or NSS. And I don't think that's really coming about, because if it were, I don't think President Trump's hasty decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria would have come about. There would have been a lot more thought put into it.
Are they involved with trying to oversee, for example, missile defense of our nation or other allies? Are they involved with making policy in terms of cyber hacking into our power grid, our air traffic controllers, our sewage treatment plants, and our electric and other services? Is he involved with protecting the American public from the incoming toxic things like carfentanil, enough that came in last year that killed every American citizen? Because I don't see any evidence to tell me that they even have radiation detectors of containers coming across the Mexican border or in ships that have container-sized materials that can be nuclear devices, just like a miniseries was on a few years ago. We have nothing that I would have recommended, because I worked and took care of the government. And when I worked with these guys, they were abjectly dense as a bag of rocks. And when I hear people, this is one of the things why I have to insert comments, that people sometimes get irritated. Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. If I'm damn well talking about stuff, people, listen up. I know it. I know stuff I've only given you, even on my show, about 10% of what I know. Because if you knew what all I know and you weren't saved, you'd commit suicide. So you got to wake up and smarten up and realize no one releases more classified information in public, on radio or video, than I do on the entire planet in human history. Period. Okay? And I have new contacts now that are coming about, and they're going to release even more. So when you say this guy, Esper, is doing this, I call it mechanical and what we call luciferic musical chairs between industry and government. This scares me. Musical chairs is our problem. In fact, we got to make sure that no one that operates in government can ever be a lobbyist for industry. That's why I don't refer to D.C. as a District of Columbia. I call it the District of Criminals. Okay?
Yes. Well, Secretary of Defense Mark Thomas Esper is the ideal example of a corporate lobbyist who basically now has the power in the Pentagon to formulate the policy for the military-industrial complex. And this is rather frightening.
You know, the Boeing Aerospace just 4 months ago decided to drop the contract that they've been pursuing or looking at for several years, over a $200 billion contract to build missile defense for America. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're aware also that these idiots like Jasper must be involved with it, and they're lying. When we got the latest letter, which you were very disgusted with, and so was I, these are echoes of letters 18 months ago, that the Trump office was saying, indicated he knew what you were saying in your letter. He didn't even agree to the fact that we have satellite photos and intel that prove that if they actually went through their own agencies, they'd know that with Cortez in Nicaragua and with Maduro in Venezuela, they got Russian, not only tankers and bombers that can actually bomb the old blackjack bombers, but they also have hypersonic cruise missiles, the next generation. And I've actually seen videos where Putin is actually boosting these in April of 2018, more than a year ago, actually saying that he's ready to hit America with hypersonic cruise missiles. And the latest accident they had was just 2 months ago in Semipalatinsk, where they were trying to do more further upgrades to technology, and they killed all the technicians and people on the ground with their latest little upgrade to the technology, because that's how sloppy the Russians are. They don't do war games or war simulations on a supercomputer. They build it, and if it blows up and kills people, tough luck. That's what's going on here, people. And Trump is completely blithering on this and doesn't understand. We do not have a two-layer missile defense. I'm fully aware of theater air defense and space-based weapons, including what's called Brilliant Pebbles. We don't have it. We did a simulation over a year ago in Hawaii with the Israelis firing a non-warheaded missile toward Hawaii, and we screwed up, and if it had been had a warhead, we would have killed everybody in all the islands. So yes. If you think that Trump is competent in what he's doing, he's screwing up royally, not because he's not stupid, because he's got terrible advisors, and he believes them. He's operating the presidency like a game show, and if his fourth contestant, like this guy Esper, tells him something, he believes it. And also on the other side, I want to make an important statement here. I've had people on my show, and when they want a monologue and they don't want Dr. Deagle to insert, they're gone. Josh Bernstein's gone. Deborah Tavares is gone. They're not coming back because if you don't let me speak and insert comments, you're not going to get the full story. And I want to connect the dots and support what you're doing, because I will pay out of my own pocket or even sell something to make sure I get in front of the president. This president is a medical disaster waiting to happen. He's a geopolitical disaster waiting to happen. And if they ruin his reputation enough and put a demon rat in there of the deep state, America and the whole world is screwed, because we're not prepared and we're marching toward the edge of a thermonuclear war with no defense and no protection. And I don't want to see this happen, because if they nuke us, we'll nuke them. And most of the human race will die in a thermonuclear blast and we'll enter a nuclear winter. People don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. Deagle
is just a smartass, and I should shut up and let my co-host talk. You need to shut up, out there, people, and damn well listen, okay? Shut up and listen. How's that?
Okay.
I'm a little angry about this, because people think they know better than me. If you have the intellectual cojones, damn well call into the show live, and I'm going to do a very nasty and very painful intellectual vivisection on you. Now, I'm not mean. I will die for you, but I will not, because I'm a Christian, lie for you. I don't want you to like me. I want you to respect me, because I'm going to save your hide from not only physical destruction, but spiritual annihilation, because God is a creator, and he's a destroyer. And if we don't have a constitutional republic based on the Bible and Christian faith and action, which is not milk and cookies, we will, as a nation, be a distant memory. If there's a surviving population on Earth, they won't even believe that America and the USA ever even existed. They'll think it's a legend. Centuries from now, they will not believe that we ever even existed, the most powerful nation in human history. So yeah. You know, wake up, people. And if you want to hear somebody blather like Deborah, that just tells how it's all over, we're all mind-controlled, and it's over, no, we're not. We all have red lines. Even guys who've done bad things, who've got a red line, they might kill the neighbor across the street or an enemy. They're not going to kill their mama or their kids. All right? So get it. You got to have hope. You got to have faith, and you got to have action. And if you don't want to have all of those and aren't a Christian, get out of the way, okay? Back in a moment.
difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion. We release stem cell therapies throughout the body and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
W. Spring, I'm going to give a prescription for American constitutional republican and human race survival. And I put together a video with POTUS, by the way, our president, and I put an image of him as Superman in the front of the video. And you actually see that if you look at my newsletter. If you want it, I'll just send you the link. It's free. It's about 36 minutes, and it covers everything. I discuss every major problem, including the ones we discuss on this show and others, every health problem, including health care, every problem with the ecosphere in terms of the danger of a coronal mass ejection or an incoming asteroid or comet. We just had one whip by in Halloween that actually was a city crasher that missed us at less than 4,000 miles above the Earth's surface. And our communication satellites rode at 22,000 miles at the first layers of the Van Allen radiation belt. People don't understand that we have Apophis coming out. It's an ancient Egyptian term for the destroyer that's three times larger than the one that killed a dinosaur 60 million years ago. Remember, the age of the dinosaurs started with an asteroid and ended with an asteroid. People don't know that. They don't really know too much of anything, to be honest, but the average public out there aren't ignorant or stupid. They're uninformed or they're disinformed. They believe blather from their church, their politicians, their universities, or their lawyers, or their people that speak on the news. I call it the snooze. I don't call it news anymore. I call it the snooze. If you watch too much, your IQ point drops every minute watching MSLSB, CNN, or MSLSB, LSD, or the Criminal News Network, or other cable networks. And even Fox News has got people like Cavuto and Wallace are trying to attack the president when they have no damn right to do so with no basis in logic or evidence. I'm really angry about what they see going on, and the public needs to wake up. And when they want to attack the ego because they remove guests that want to have a monologue rather than a dialogue, wake up, people. It's not going to happen. If you don't like it, turn off the radio, suffer, and die early, because you will. Because if you'll listen to me on health issues or geopolitical, our nation is going to have a coming thermonuclear, chemical, and biological war. And I worked with Reserve Admiral Hughes in 1997. I'm an expert. I was the point man for the federal government with the FEMA director, CDC, and FBI. I'm not just a peripheral guy, you knuckleheads. You need to smarten up and listen. If you want me to shut up the radio, turn it off. I'm sick and tired of people thinking they want to complain about Deagle interrupting his guests. I want my guests to speak, but I want to connect and support what you say. And I will pay to make sure you get in front of Trump, because if that man, Trump, doesn't get us into proper logic and evidence, he's going to be a miserable president who's going to march us over the cliff like lemmings into the New World Order and the global matrix. He's going to end up resulting either after his presidency or during it, resulting in a thermonuclear exchange where 300 million Americans will die in a thermonuclear flash. And if you think he's doing everything right, yeah, he may be well-intentioned, but the intentions of someone well-mentioned that are not checked with prayer with the Most High God are by their definition evil. And I want the man to be not evil. I want to pray for even those who do evil doers like Hillary Rodham, or I call Rotten Clinton, who's indwelt by a transdimensional entity, or Podesta or other monsters that are actually running things like the former British Prime Minister that's a monster. People need to know you got to pray for your fellows that are lost men and women, our brothers and sisters that the devil indwells them and are going to take them down to hell and destroy their soul. But guess what? If we don't take action, and I'm telling you, if you think being a Christian is easy, sneezy, milk and cookies, you're an idiot. And you're going to suffer for it. That's why if 78% of Americans are pro-life Christians, why the hell do we have abortion? Why do you have elder care and euthanasia? Why do we have people, 83% of people going bankrupt because of health care costs, where at least Trump is doing things like publishing the cost of health care so we can start getting some real competition? I have a plan to solve each one of these and every one of these problems because the Most High God inspires me. I am the Moses of this day. And if you don't damn well listen to me, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer, people. So stop making stupid complaints, saying you interrupt your guests. If you don't want to listen, you're going to suffer. How's that, John?
That's so true.
Yeah, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people thinking, well, I just want you to shut up, Deagle. You know what? If you think you have enough evidence and logic, and don't do it to ham and attacks, because I had enough of that stupid stuff. And I don't care if you do have good evidence. I can be trained by a grandma who's got grade 3 if she's got good evidence and logic. But if you think you can call into my show and intellectually fence with Deagle, God help you, because I will do an intellectual vivisection and it's going to hurt like hell. It's not going to be funny. This is not coast-to-coast radio or somebody trying to kiss your butt and make you feel good. I want to make you feel truth. And it's going to hurt. Truth going into you is going to be hurting. Okay, it's like jumping into a cold lake with ice in it. but it's going to feel good after your interview minutes, and then you come out and get in a hot sauna. You got to understand, people, our society is living in a liocracy. Our churches, our politicians, our universities, everything in the public domain is teaching us to not think and to become victims, to become lemmings running over the cliff or little braying sheep. Bah, bah. That's why we have people on like David Deese with his Sheeple magazine. So, John, I want you to just give a prescription what you'd say this president needs to do to save our nation. What would you say to him?
Well, first of all, besides strategic defense, SDI, which we refer to now as the missile defense system, which...
And so I gave a very, very involved update 6 months ago called LaserNet Infirmity, an update of Brilliant Pebbles, which, by the way, Ronnie Reagan, after he got informed by Space Command, told Mikhail Gorbachev, and I talked to the four-star general that was between these two men in the 80s, and Gorbachev freaked out because he realized, but actually, Lyndon LaRouche was pushing that if we do develop this, we want to share it with the Russians and Chinese, so nobody needs to be fearful in the future of a human population dying from an incoming missile with a thermonuclear, chemical, or biological, or scalar weapon. Okay? The human race needs to survive this so we become the bride of the Most High God. So we get off planet and become literally the doer of good to a cosmos and galaxies. So we terraform Mars and Titan, and we spread across the belters between the asteroids of the ancient planet that was destroyed in the ancient galactic war, and we spread to nearby star systems and have galactic trade. That's our destiny, to be the wife of the Creator God in this universe, the Queen of the Heavens. And you got to get a life here, people. That transition is going to be painful because Satan is here to abort the human race. And so far, things don't look good, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. As you've just pointed out, doing away with quality human beings is the policy nowadays.
Well, since Roe versus Wade, we have 1.5 billion human beings that never got born. They got aborted, right? 1.5 billion gone.
Yeah. And some of these would have had the greatest minds. There might have even been a potential Dr. Deagle or a J.W. Spring.
Don't worry, the devil tried to get me at birth, because any prophet, the devil tries to kill you from the moment of birth. I was a DOA baby. He's had to resurrect me 4 times since birth. And I'm here, still talking, blathering, even though other people want me to shut up and let a monologue go on. Not gonna freaking happen. Okay? Now, John, I'm going to give you a few points on my end. Number one, we need missile defense. We need border defense. We need to stop the SAD from managing the drug trade, human trade, and organ trade, including with corrupt countries like Communist China making all the carfentanil. We need to stop the inclusion of toxic, you know, drugs into our culture from drug cartels and drug companies, like serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are disinhibiting our people. So when you get a troop come back and they're taking Prozac, I've changed the name. I call it Kill You Jack. You give our troops this because they got PTSD. Guess what? They have no inhibitions to kill themselves and their family. All right? And if you give a mother takes these damn drugs, their child has got a 40 to 60% chance more their child will have ADD, ADHD, or brain damage. Did you know that? That's published now. Okay? I am sick of people that are uninformed managing us in our healthcare, our geopolitical, and our religious realms. I'm not going to put up with it. As they say, I'm the modern-day Moses. And I want people to know this. I want you to cling to the truth, like cling to your prayer to the Most High God. The most powerful thing you can do is prayer. Pray to God in the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul to say, what should I do next, God? And don't be fearful of dying. Fear not, he can destroy the body, as Jesus said. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh. Fear here, he who can destroy the soul. And you know who that is? It's not the devil. He can only pervert the soul. The destroyer is God. Because when grace runs out, all that's left is judgment. And our nation's getting really damn short on grace. People like me are keeping the nation from being destroyed. And John W. Spring, patriots, like the Abraham Lot, when Lot was taken out of Sodom and Gomorrah, the angel said, we will bring destruction when we take you out of the city. His wife wanted to go back, which is why they have a pillar in Israel called the Pillar of Salt of Lot's wife.
Yeah, Lot,
people didn't realize, when God removes the peace of safety, the real patriots and the Christians in this nation, he's going to allow the destruction of America. That's coming, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm not talking about a rapture either. I'm talking about people not participating in things that are really bad. Like today, I put up news this morning about them saying by 2022, they're going to genetically engineer super babies by genetic CRISPR technology. Oh, my God. I don't mind getting rid of disease, but this idea of creating superhumans that are transhuman with genes inserted from jackals and other species, including animal and plant, it's disgusting, and it's the reason why God destroyed the human race with the flood of Noah.
Yes.
So I would say the following four points. Number one, we need to have an economy that's fair and doesn't allow stealing of technology by China. We need to stop the idea of advancing toward the matrix where data companies can data gather, like the movie Silicon Valley and series, so they can literally have a matrix and track everything you do and eventually hack into your consciousness and know, like Minority Report, the intentions of your heart so they can arrest you for pre-crime. Number three, they need to have the resurrection of God being over this nation and every other nation. Without God, you do not have God's protection. And we need to stop Islam growth around the world. We support Saudi Arabia and Wahhabism. We support Muslims coming to this nation, which are a cancer to our nation. We support atheists that think that you can have people on Fox News even say you can have a constitutional republic without God. Not possible, idiots. Without God being prescient over our nation as Christian believers, and we're not talking about apostate Judaism, because modern Jews, by and large, are wizards. There's maybe well-intentioned Jews that don't believe in the Sefer Zohar or the Talmud of Babylon and haven't read it because they're just ignorant of those nasty things that are taught to the rabbis. But the fact is, modern Judaist rabbis are wizards, no different than Sermon the Magnificent. And most of the Christian pastors are so corrupt, they might as well be saying that they're getting you ready for hell, because when you're praying in these churches, your knuckles are on fire because you're on the way to the gates of hell. And I know I talk to people and they say, well, you're going to rapture out the good and they're going to be taken off first. No, they're not. God's going to take out, if you have an Aramaic Bible, the evil. So those areas need to be dealt with. So I would say in prescription number one, Trump needs good advice. He needs missile defense. And if we get it, we have to lock down and make sure nobody can build missiles, including Russia, China, or anybody else. We need to make sure that we don't have biological weapons developed and we use scalar technology to identify coming across our border so that they can't bring in a bioweapon that can kill us all. I'm a bioweaponeer. I could, for less than $1,000, make a weapon that could kill every American and everybody on Earth. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to share my technology for nonlinear, non-algorithmic supercomputers that become true AI and the beast. I'm not going to do it. But the Pindar came to me 27 years ago, wanted Deagle to go from Anakin Sky Deagle to Darth Deagle. If you think I'm just average, you're an idiot. I'm not. That's why the devil wanted me to be his Pindar on Earth. I want people to understand, when I bring John W. Spring before President Trump, he better damn well listen to him and put missile defense in and put it to the Russians. If you don't withdraw your missiles, we're going to take them out of Alachua Island in Nicaragua. We're going to close down your economy, and we're going to teach you a lesson. But you know what? I think Putin wants to make a deal. I think he wants a four powers agreement where they get in the G8. I think he wants to have Russian babushkas and young women traveling to America, and maybe American men marrying Russian men, that we have literally grandchildren across the borders, because we should be natural allies rather than enemies. They have a rise of populist Christianity in Russia. It's a different version. But guess what? They believe some of the prophecies given 500 years ago, and Russia's on the verge of a major revival. In fact, it's even in their own prophecies. People need to realize that, don't they?
Yes. Well, we need a revival here in America. We need a great awakening, as you are alluding to, Dr. Deagle. That is so important. And don't rely on the churches. Don't rely on the politicians. This is something that's going to have to come from the people themselves. We're going to have to start praying a lot more. And another thing, the American people are going to have to start thinking. Very few people think anymore.
Do you know where thinking starts? And I learned this as a lesson. It's painful. You have to ask enough questions. You empty your mind of thinking you know everything. I get up in the morning thinking, well, I know some stuff. But I ask questions so I empty myself of ego and knowing anything. And when you're empty, God can fill you up with inspiration and knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom comes to those who ask better questions. And those questions must empty you of an a priori analysis of things, because we don't know anything. Like, you know, Ebenezer Scrooge when he saw the three angels, right?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And welcome back. So, John W., give your prescription for Earth. The first thing is we have to turn back to God. We need revival. Second thing we need to do is we need to be concerned about people of every nation, every skin color, not just Americans. We need to respect borders. It says in the Bible that all nations shall return and worship at the Hebrew feast days when they come down to Jerusalem, which means there will be nation states, not just trade zones. There will be a human race after the destruction of the evil one is driven from the earth. And the rapture is a rapture of evil, not good, so that we will become a galactic civilization. People need to realize the future is bright, that it says in the Bible, one of the prophecies, and I want people to understand this, that God has given me the steps and my colleagues for the years to Methuselah to return to the human race. We are at the most 20 years, but more likely less than 5, from conquering aging. But if they did actuarial tables on the danger of our current world, the average person would live 476 years, but most people would die, even kids dying at 5, because of trauma, stupidity, violence, starvation, and doing selfies at the side of a building or cliff. So the people have to start understanding that God wants to have a wise population, which is aged and has wisdom as the purview of the elderly. As many politicians and authors have said, you know, wisdom is wasted on the old and youth on the young. But I have wisdom and I'm older, and so do you. And the young people now, millennials and others, do not respect us, and they're going to damn well do it because they want to survive. They want to have affordable education. They want to have a home and a child. They want to have a family and have respect. They want to have a nation where they have hope and not drug addictions and addictions to pornography or illegal drugs or medications. They want to realize they live in a non-toxic world without e-toxins, chemical toxins, pesticides that are causing them to get cancer and serious autoimmune diseases. I don't have speculation about this. I know basically everything. And people say, well, that's not possible, Deagle. I challenge you out there. Ask me any question in any sphere of human activity on Earth, and I will either give you an immediate answer or dissect the problem on air down to its constituent parts instantly, like no other human you've ever heard. And I want people to know that's not because I'm wonderful. I'm not. I'm saved by the blood of Yeshua Jesus. And if I had turned to the dark side, I would have been probably one of the most evil men in human history. God saved me, and I had people praying for me. And I'm praying for you out there that are lost. Even if you do small sins, you think, I'm doing enough good works. I'm a little mason. I'm a this or that. No, unless you turn to God, and that means our nation, we should not be doing any abortions or elder care genocide. We should not be prosecuting illegal wars as part of the military-industrial complex. We should have missile defense of the entire planet. We should have a defensive Earth strategy against coronal mass ejections and incoming asteroids. We should have a policy of how can we make our ecosystems not collapse. We lost 40% of our birds in the last 20 years, and most of the insects are dying because of the e-toxins and other things we're doing to the environment. Yeah, we're doing it. I'm an environmentalist. I was a charter member of Greenpeace 50 years ago and an oceanographer, and I hear idiots that don't know anything about the environment or how to fix it. I do. And I want people to understand we're sitting on the precipice of a wonderful, glorious age. It won't just be 1,000 years. It will be called eternity. In other words, we will live for millennia and millions of years as we not only get off planet, we'll become a glorified body, collectively, of us, trillions and quadrillions and more, that'll become the bride of the Most High God. That's our destiny. If I'm going to say something positive to you, you're not just going to heaven for eternity. You'll get there eventually. But in the meantime, you're going to be the queen of the heavens, and the human race is going to be the element of God's purpose to bring good to the universe. That's our destiny. And people don't get it. They don't think, they think heaven's boring, I want to play the harp. No, you're not. God wants us to not only glorify our Earth or other biospecies, we're the preceptors and the people that protect the other living things on Earth. A living organism, our planet. It's a living organism. And we don't respect it. We don't respect the cosmos and the universe because we want to, or even the rest of the human race. So we figure we can prosecute illegal wars just because we want profit. That's why I'm going to hear about this guy Asper, and he's working for the Raytheon. I think, damn it. I know what the military-industrial complex do. They made quadrillions of dollars, a lot of times on black box projects that don't go anywhere, like even missile defense systems, which they put up. And the guy told me that the missile defense won't be operational fully until 2046 or 2047, and it costs us $76 to $78 trillion with a T dollars. That's a guy from the director of missile defense at Vandenberg Air Force Base and White Sands Missile Base. It's not a minor comment. And it's not open to your damned opinion out there. If you think you know better, you don't. I want people to understand we are on the precipice of seconds to midnight. If we make mistakes, we're all going to die. Not just the first death, as Jesus said, for him who can destroy the soul. Because if you're not having a relationship with God now, either personally or nationally, you're going to cease to exist. That's what we're facing, isn't it, John?
Yes. And I at the same time, I want to get back to what's happening over now in northern Syria, northern Iraq.
Exactly.
The Turks are sending in drones that are very accurate. They have very good optics on those planes. And We
gave them the drones, by the way. You know that. They have their drones. By the way, they came from San Diego County, where I live.
US technology, yes, that we gave them. And they have the license now to produce them themselves, just like they have been had the license for the Stinger surface-to-air missile for several decades now. And as a result, a lot of Kurds are being killed every day by these drones. It doesn't seem as if anything is being done in Washington to reverse this policy.
Even Trump doesn't seem to get it, that abandoning the Kurds guarantees that he's also, in a sense, effectively abandoned the Jews. And although they gave him the land in this Golan Heights, it's just not going to stop Hezbollah targeting, which is why the Israelis had to preemptively go and take these missile launch sites out, right?
Yes. Now, even though today the Trump administration says that they recognize the West Bank, that means very little, because the Israelis are smart. They see what's happening in northern Syria. Our word really means
that's too little
now.
Too late. I mean, saying that it's not illegal territory to have the Israelis in the West Bank and the settlements doesn't solve the problem. And right now, for example, the people that are running the state of Gaza, which, by the way, even back three decades ago, the Israelis offered to give them giant land tracts in the Sinai Peninsula, but they wanted Gaza to come back to Israel. They also wanted the occupied territories to come back. They wanted Israel to be whole, even though it's a tiny nation the size of Rhode Island. What people need to understand, that God gave a promise to Abraham, and he said, I'm going to give you the land from the river Euphrates all the way to the Nile River and all the way to the Dead Sea and further down to what's called Eilat, right at the corner of the area there at the top. People don't understand that God's promise eventually is to have, and by the way, he said, and he's also, if you read the prophecies in the Old Testament, that these other nations can exist as provinces, in fact, of a greater Israel, including Syria, Kurdistan, etc., can be provinces that have some local autonomy but are part of a greater Israel. That's God's purposes, isn't it?
Yes. It's a much larger area than what Israel currently is at this time, yes.
Right. And I believe what's going to happen is you're going to get local provincial things, just like a state, like I call it the United States of Israel. And that state will allow different groups of autonomy, and it won't be at war with each other, and it'll be mutual economy, mutual transportation, etc., because it's the crossroad of the world. My great-great-grandfather owned the largest caravan in his family for thousands of years from Damascus to China. My great-great-grandmother walked to China twice a year, okay, beside the camels, bringing diamonds and other jewel stones and other, you know, strategic minerals like gold, and getting silk and coming back along the Silk Trail. But people need to understand we need to reform China from the inside. And the way we're going to reform them is we're going to make demands like Trump is doing for trade, but also we're going to actually democratize them. So they're not going to try to steal technology and build the beast which they want to have. They're trying to steal it. And our maniacs inside our government have actually already built it. It's called the Virtual World Project. The Matrix does exist already and has been for four decades. They're building databases, including physical dimensions, up to even vertical dimensions on GPS coordinates out of Colorado Springs, of every building, every roadway, and they want virtual watching satellites that actually can see you standing in your front yard. No, people say no. Do you know that 5G network allows them to use the nanoparticles in your body to turn you into an antenna and know exactly where you're standing, even inside your home? Did you know they can actually do scalar technology to influence your DNA or even have effects across your cortex, your consciousness? They eventually want to turn us into a world where the Matrix isn't just knowing what you want to buy and sell, but knows the intentions of your heart and your cortical thoughts before you even do something. People say, oh, no, they can't do that. I said, you're an idiot. They tried to recruit me 42 years ago to do it at UCLA. And I'm not going to tell you even what I know how to do because I don't want morons to go out there and do it. People say, well, that's not possible. They go, I said, you know what? You need to shut up and realize that somewhere along the line, they're going to build the Matrix and they're going to get the thing activated if we don't stop the damn thing. They're getting really close. We got the World ID coming on next year. We have, astrologically, in fact, I got an email, and one of my messages on the YouTube was about Pastor Mark Biltz, who's a Messianic pastor up in northern United States. And he's going to come back on the program, probably, if not in the new year, soon, in the next few months. These blood moon signs, four of them happening in 2020, are very prophetic. all hell is going to break loose next year, isn't it?
Yes.
Electorally, environmentally, geopolitically, etc. It's going to be a year, and basically it's also going to be a year of revelation. Remember, the book of Revelation is not a book of just the apocalypse. Revelation means he's going to reveal the two witnesses that are coming forth to give you the truth. He's going to reveal the true Christian church, not this phony church that's in the news media or the TV. He's going to reveal the politicians that are on side that worship the Most High God and will die for the truth and military personnel. He's going to show evangelism where God Jesus is showing up in Muslim nations, because you can't send an evangelist and they'll behead them. So guess who shows up? Jesus himself shows up and witnesses to the Muslims, and they repent and become believers in Africa, in nations like, you know, that are so horrible, if you go there, you're going to die. God's showing up himself. He's actually doing it himself. So if you got to understand him, we talk about it with Jonathan Gray. This is the end. This is not a rehearsal. This is the end of the game, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Woe to you, earth and you see. For the devil and his minions have come down to you, and great is his wrath, for he knows his day of destruction is coming. Let me tell you, he might be around for trillions of years. He's going to be annihilated real soon, isn't he?
Yes. In the meantime, folks, we need your support. We need you to also send emails and letters to the president and the White House.
Right.
We cannot do this by ourselves.
Prayer first and then letters second. And send telegrams, whatever. We have to break through. We've had to probably call, they call it the Kelly filter and the Tillerson filter and others around the White House. And I guarantee we had knuckleheads writing letters back to us trying to shut up and just vote for him. I get so many requests every day because I'm a Republican supporter, requesting money. They want money. They want money. How about let me talk to you, senators and congressmen? And I would try to contact a bunch of senators, including the new senator in Florida. They don't respond to me. Even Senator Rand Paul, I'm too busy. No, you're not too busy. You need to hear the truth from a person down in the trenches here that's an American. That we'll suffer in the future or my family die if you don't do the right decisions. This is not open to your damned opinion. They are our servants. They're supposed to work for us, not the other way around, right?
That's what it's supposed to be.
It's not that way right now. These people think there are overlords, including Brennan and Clapper, that says, you know, how dare you, Trump? We have six ways to get you. Really? The deep state is that bad now in the media and the intel agencies that have got Operation Top Off and Dark Winter have literally war-gamed out the Matrix, etc. They think that it's a sham we even have elected government officials, don't they?
Yes. Yes, they do.
So, solution is, number one, let's get John W. Spring in front of him. Let me talk to Donald Trump to save his physical health from destruction. Let us get policies to get rid of the drug trade and cut off the SAD and annihilate them so the drug trade no longer exists. And there's only one cartel in Mexico and Central America and Afghanistan, and we're running it, damn it. And we have a war game where America's always at war with somebody because it's part of the military-industrial complex game, isn't it?
Yes.
We never want to win. We just want to have blood and treasure and legs blown off of our poor young men and women. That's what's going on, isn't it? Our veterans are cannon fodder. And our economy is destroyed. We're in debt up to our eyeballs now. Repent, O America, for your day of salvation and destruction cometh near. Amen. And the medicine for the blues.